Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ah, yes, it is that time of the week. A Fransky Friday.
Scott.
On the Midday Show. Of course, Scott, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phils get ready for a weekend series against the Toronto Blue Jays. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Scott, we've been talking about this morning, Alec Bohm and the somewhat heater he's been on lately. How do you feel about his growth so far as a Philly?
You mean from, like, day one to now?
Yeah.
I think it's been great. I mean, I think he kind of, there's a lot of eyes on him, right? Because he was kind of the first of a new crop of young players to make it to the big leagues. And I think a lot of people, you know, were hopeful that he could be sort of a next great kind of, you know, homegrown product. So
yes.
Obviously tons of defensive struggles, and he's worked extremely hard to get better. And, a lot of credit to Alec, a lot of credit to Bobby Dickerson, who didn't give up on Alec. He has never kind of like thrown up his hands and said, oh, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's always believed that Alec could get better and get better day by day by day. And I think we've seen that from Alec. I mean, usually credit goes to the player, but there's definitely the mental part of it that I think is a growth, you know, for anybody in their 20s, I mean, or really at any age, but overcoming struggles, overcoming failure and getting through that. I mean, obviously he was super frustrated early in the year, and he's by all reports, he's been an awesome teammate after that slow start.
And he's hit a lot, including a home run the other day. So the last 30 games, he's heated up here, which is great for the Phillies. Scott, another great development over the course of the last few days is the start Jesus Luzardo had against the Chicago Cubs. So, you know, 20 runs in those two games allowed against Milwaukee and Toronto, and we're all like, uh-oh, what happened? This guy went from Cy Young contender to an ERA in the mid-fours overnight. And, Scott, there was some thought out there that maybe he was tipping pitches. And I don't know exactly what the Phillies found, but I did notice, and you guys were talking about that, his glove was in a different position, and he just pitched way better. I mean, and against a really good Cubs lineup. What did you make of Luzardo, and are we out of the woods now? Are we back to where we were to start the season?
That's a great question, because let's take the subject of tipping in general, right? One team might have it, another team might not, okay? So one team utilizes it, and it doesn't mean they share that information with the rest of the league, right? They might. It could happen. Word spreads, right? But it doesn't mean – so then what if somebody tells you, yeah, we had your – we could see your grip from second base, right? The whole idea of him changing his glove angle and everything and trying to cover that up. Well, you know, guys got to get on second base first, and that's a product of you know, poor location and maybe, you know, bad execution. So there's always stuff wrapped up in there. I just think, you know, it was a great start. It was against a really good hitting club. It's the second time he's pitched very well against Chicago this year. And, yeah, I mean, I think proof will be in the long haul, as usual. The only way to really know, if you thought, let's say Toronto, if you thought Toronto had something on you, well, you need to face Toronto again. Because that's the way you know that they don't, right? That's the way you know you've solved it. Because as Jesus told us afterwards, you know, it is kind of like chasing ghosts, right? You're chasing something you're not sure that's really there. So you hope you figured it out. You hope you changed something for the better. You know, it's just like Jordan Romano earlier in the year, same kind of deal. Did he fix something, or did he just, you know, with his tipping, or is he just better, right? Who knows?
Well, we'll continue to find out. Hopefully he's what he was the other day and what he's been for most of this year, because that guy is electric. 10 strikeouts the other day against the Cubs. Scott, what have been your impressions of Otto Kemp first week in the big leagues? I think he got up probably the day after we spoke last Friday, got up last Saturday. So a decent little, you know, sample of him playing pretty much every day for a week. I know a lot more to come and hopefully some more hits, but he had a three-hit night. He sparked him early in the week. What's been your impression of Otto Kemp so far?
Yeah, I like him. You know, he's a decent athlete. He's kind of a pro's pro. I mean, he'll do anything you ask him to do to try to help the team win. I mean, you know, this is a guy, given where he's come from, he takes nothing for granted. He's certainly excited to be here, but he believes in himself, and he believes that he can play and play at this level and contribute at a high level. So I like him. His at-bats have been decent. His, you know, he had some really good at-bats Sunday against the Skeens. You know, I mean, it's clearly the best pitcher he's faced so far, and he had some pretty decent at-bats. So we'll see. You know, I hope it works out for him. It's obviously a great story. He seems like a great kid, and everybody you talk to from his past, they all feel like there's just something about him that they gravitate towards, that their teammates, they've noticed teammates gravitate towards him. So I think, you know, some guys just have it, if you will, and hopefully he does, because, I mean, if he hits, they'll find a place for him to play, I think.
You know, I call those unquantifiable intangibles.
That's your favorite thing.
Right. That's what I call it. But Scott, any update on Bryce Harper and his health and how he's doing?
No. I mean, it's been pretty quiet, to be honest with you. I know he was going to try to take some ground balls, I think, today. But that's taking ground balls without throwing. So he hasn't swung a bat yet. Maybe that'll change. I don't know what he's, you know, if he, you know, the last couple of days, they had off yesterday, obviously. So we didn't get any updates. So we'll see. I think it's very much a wait and see. And the guys who are on the roster now have to kind of proceed without him and proceed, you know, as if who knows when he's coming back. You know, you can't wait around for him to come back. That's for sure.
Scott, speaking of waiting around, I think a lot of us are. I'm sure the Phillies are waiting around for Bryson Stott to be better than he has been for a while now. So you look at his numbers since May 1st. I think it's under 200 on the average and OPS under 500. When we project forward, do you think they're going to just ride this out and hope the track record and the quality of the at-bat leads to better results? Or as we move forward here, do you think there's a chance they make, and I don't mean fundamental like he's gone, I just mean like less playing time changes. Sosa could play second. I know they've said Kemp can also, and right now he's at first, but down the line, if this continues, do you think they'll just ride it out, or do you think we might see other guys take down at-bats at second if Stott doesn't start hitting?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I think what you said about the quality of at-bats, they'll still look at that, but it, you know, at some point you have to produce, and you can't just go on that alone. So I do think there's a sense that that they can make some mechanical adjustments that might, you know, pay dividends. He's got to make them. He's got to come through, you know, he's got to work or whatever. But I they like him. Obviously, defensively, he gives you a lot. He does other things well. You know, we saw him lay down a great bunt the other day. Maybe that's part of his game. I think it was really important to get him out of the leadoff spot. And, I think he, you know, was obviously struggling to get on base. And so you just couldn't leave him up there. So that I would look at as the first substantive change. And then I do think he hasn't started against many lefties, except since Bryce has been out. Right. But in the time that Bryce was healthy, if there's a lefty on the hill, Stott is not playing. And I think we'll probably see more of that unless he turns it around. So I still think it's win now, right? And if they have a better option or if they have something that feel like is a viable option, I do think they're willing to explore it.
Scott, you said win now, and it made me think of a story I read this morning. Matt Gelb had an article about Zach Wheeler in The Athletic.
Never read Matt Gelb.
That guy?
Come on,
yeah,
Matt,
no.
Never read Matt Gelb.
Well, I'll summarize it for you then. No, it was a good story about Wheeler and kind of just his personality and how he becomes the guy he is on the mound we see every fifth day. But there was something in there towards the end, and I've heard it before, but then it was like thrown in there like strongly by Wheeler, that he's done after this contract, that he says he's going to retire after the 2027 season. Scott, do you think that reality impacts the Phillies' decisions the next 6 weeks, the deadline, like this window? Because they know they want to try to keep the window open now and into the future, but they have one of the few great arms in all of baseball who we know is great in October, and there's an expiration date. I mean, he's telling us he's only going to be here a couple more years. Do you think winning with him while they have him is part of the equation? Like, hey, we got to take advantage of having this great ace on our team.
I think in some respects it goes for everybody. I mean, the 32 to 34 year olds, of which there are a few, they won't stay elite, top of the, they won't stay like that forever. So, does it mean they're going to make some deal that they wouldn't have otherwise made? I don't know. I think that probably plays in more to how they feel about the Luzardo Sanchez, question of who's available or who wants to resign, who they might keep of those two long-term. I think that's probably the more near-term decision as far as the rotation goes rather than Zach. But whether Zach plays this year or two more years or, let's say he signs another one-year deal after that, if that were the case, I still think this is a win-now team. I mean, I don't think they think of it in any other terms, that we're going to try to find deals at the deadline that are going to make us win this year's World Series.
Well, I think people like to hear that because, that was the objective and the goal when the season started. And hopefully we keep going down that path. Scott, we appreciate it. We'll be listening this weekend against the Blue Jays. And happy Father's Day on Sunday, Scott.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Thanks, sir. See you guys.
There you go. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here, where do you come down on that Wheeler thing? So there's an article this morning, and some of this has been said before. It wasn't like the first time I've seen it. But like in the articles, Zach Wheeler makes it very strong and very clear. He's out after this contract. He's retiring. Nothing's going to change his mind. It doesn't matter if he's still pitching like this. Like, he wants to go home after the 2027 season. If you're the Phillies, does that impact how you go about all this? It would for me. Like, I have one of the two or three best pitchers in baseball. He's at his height right now, and he's telling me, I'm not doing this for five more years. Like, it would make me want to make sure I don't waste this.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's about, because I'm pretty sure he, in his mind, since he's drawn the line in the sand, I'm pretty sure part of that is he would like to win one.
Of course.
You know, you got the team to do it with, and they're running it back. There's a little bit of a sense of urgency here, and this story has not been written yet, so it's still a possibility. Even though it doesn't look like it looks like it's going to be a tough one. Still a possibility that can happen.
Well, it is. I just wonder if it makes them more aggressive at the deadline than they normally would be. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We got quite a few polls up here at the Midday Show. I'm excited to see some of these results as we reset a little bit here. Would you bet on Saquon doing again this season? 55. I'm actually a little surprised by this. 55% voting yes. They would bet on Saquon Barkley to do it again this season. Are you buying back into Alec Boehm? Well, most people are realizing the truth on this, and they're voting no, 64%. Hugh wants to vote yes. Did you vote yes?
I did. I didn't vote yet. I was waiting to see how I feel at the end.
What do you mean you're waiting until the end
for
of the
what?
Show?
I was just
you
waiting
gave
to
your
see.
Take already.
I'm just. I just wanted to see what everybody else was going to do.
Okay,
he was losing every poll today.
Yeah, you're getting crushed here. And who would win in a race, Hugh Douglas or Alec Boehm? 70% say Boehm. He might be the slowest runner in baseball, and you're getting cooked. What does that say about you?
I'm old.
I even tried to back you up.
I know.
I said I thought you had a solid chance here.
I got a shot.
Didn't help. I agree.
Yeah, I got a shot.
We all agree. Now, this is, you realize this is more about Boehm, right? We just think Boehm is slow.
Yeah, and it's like,
I'm fast.
The voting says more about you.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a sad display.
Yeah, when Buddy called me old school, that kind of put it in perspective.
You haven't been the same all week. I could feel it.
No, I thought it was funny, though.
How old was the guy that called you old school?
He was a young cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a young guy.
What's the most in anyone's head here? Old school for Hugh.
Uh-huh.
You people for Hugh.
Oh, wow.
Or Frankie Two Scoops for Joe.
You know what? It might be the last one. He's been
Frankie
in my.
Two Scoops.
I haven't stopped thinking about
Joe. Yeah. Could not sleep last night.
I just don't. I don't get it. I'm just trying to figure out what I did to the guy.
I don't know
that's,
either.
That's
when I tell you when I walked up and he just started talking about you, I didn't know what to say.
So here's a good thing. He's obviously a listener because we've never had a negative interaction.
That's
like,
right.
It's not a real life thing. Yep. So if he listens and he's annoyed at my takes, at least I respect that he's listening.
I mean, what he called you was wild.
That's what I mean.
It was so
I know.
Wild.
It was over
he's
the line.
He's talking reckless.
I know. For someone his age, that's surprising.
You know what's funny though? Because we go to the games, we go up there and get the meal. You can tell that the people that listen. But they wouldn't try me like that. I feel like they would they wanna try you though, Joe. They ain't say nothing to me, but they, you know.
Who?
I'm pretty sure. Frankie Two Scoops.
What do you mean to try me? What does that mean?
What does it mean he wanna try you?
Half his
you
age.
You don't know what that means. He wanna try you. He wants to step in the ring with you.
We're not gonna do that.
He wanna put hands on you.
We are not gonna do that.
You scared?
You talk about being messy on a Friday.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys.
Two Scoops started it.
Didn't he tell you
to pass the message along to Joe?
I'm not stepping in the ring with the guy that serves ice cream in the Phillies press box. You guys are crazy.
You might have to finish this, Joe.
They don't call him Two Scoops because of the ice cream, Joe. You're going to get a left hook. right off
the cuff. You ever hear of a no-win situation?
It's going to put you to sleep.
Let's just play this out. It's a no-win situation. We play it out and I win. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
We play it out and I lose. I'm a laughing stock. I can't win here. This is a no-win.
I'm going to tell everybody why I have. Everybody know now because I already told everybody.
Because you've been messier this week than you have been in a long time.
Super messy.
Yeah.
Super messy. But it was just unsolicited.
Well, look, I don't think it's going to get any better if our theory is correct that he doesn't like how you talk about Alec Boehm.
It's Boehm
almost
or
feels
Turner.
Like
yeah,
we set this up today as another dig at Frankie Two Scoops.
Just nudging Frankie Two Scoops.
Frankie Two Scoops.
Frankie, I don't get it, man. All right,
we don't have to go there no more, do we? Because I'm talking about back to the ballpark.
Well, Joe's going to avoid seeing Frankie Two Scoops at all costs.
Of course, he has to go back to the park. What
no, I'm saying
we do it June.
We have to play. Frankie might.
We're going. You and I are going to be at the game in 3 weeks,
Ooh, Frankie, listen. You got 3 weeks to get ready.
Get ready. Get ready for anything.
Fritz versus the camera. Jillico versus Two Scoops.
If we want to do some sort of athletic competition, I'm good with that.
We're just not getting in the ring. He want to box your nose.
We're not. I'm not boxing.
I wouldn't sleep on Two
Scoops. The ice cream guy from the Phillies. You guys have lost your mind.
Ice cream is a side gig, Joe. You don't know what Frankie Two Scoops is capable of.
I'm sure he used to do something different. I'm just saying now that's what he's known for.
Seems like
a nice man. I don't know what I did to him.
I don't either.
It is in my head, Kyle. You're right. It is totally in my head.
It should be.
Yeah. But I don't get it. And I wonder how much you egged him on. That's what I'm thinking.
I was trying to get ice cream. He shared it, and I sent the text to you.
You did. And I was like, what? What did he say? All right, back to the phone lines. So Jason in Glassboro. What's up, Jason?
I have been waiting for a while to call. I've finally found the right time because there's no way Hugh actually thinks he has a shot against Kyle Schwarber or Alec Boehm. This is perfect because, listen, Hugh, I was actually there in Clearwater in the first row when you threw that bounce pass to home plate. And after seeing that, absolutely no way you could.
Jason,
it was the first pitch.
I'm so happy you told everyone what it was. Jason. It was a bounce. Jason, the divot in the ground in Clearwater, they haven't gotten it out yet.
Jason, that don't bother me.
Yes,
I mean, that don't hurt my feelings.
Deep down, it does.
I'll give it to you. If it was the first pitch in an Alec Boehm at bat, he would have swung at that. But you're not beating him in a race. No way.
I'm still confident I can. I can beat him. I think I can
beat him. You think you could strike him out?
Strike him out?
No, he's a 280 hitter in the major leagues.
He would take you deep.
I would hit him. Before I throw a piece
be honest, hit. You'd hit the ground 5 feet in front of the plate.
No, I would probably, I put a little effort into it. I probably could hit him.
Are you saying
you'd
trying
walk
to, are you trying to downplay the effort you gave in Clearwater? Are you trying to pretend you didn't give effort and
I
you
didn't.
Busted? Oh, stop.
I mean, I did.
Jason,
but
you saw it the way we did.
It wasn't a wholehearted effort.
It rolled to the plate. But Hugh, you are my favorite because you make the show so great because every time you say something, I just want to call and say how wrong you are. But
I'm right.
Imagine being me, Jason. I'm sitting here as he says all these things.
I feel for you.
I got to do this every minute. Jason, what are you feeling on Saquon? You think you can do it again? Or Boehm? You want to chime in on Boehm?
Saquon, I'm a superstitious guy. I play Madden. I think he's gonna. There's no way he can repeat. I don't think he can repeat what he did. There's no shot. Well, I mean, there is a shot. We just saw it, but. 2,000 yards again is absolutely insane. But I'm a believer in the Madden curse. It's gotten literally everybody. It got Christian McCaffrey. It got Peyton Hillis. All the running backs that have been on it.
I think Peyton Hillis not being any good might have got Peyton Hillis. Yeah.
Peyton Hillis was decent.
Peyton Hillis?
He had a good year.
He was. I didn't say he was phenomenal.
Come on.
I said he was decent.
I mean,
decent for like 10 days.
Saquon's obviously Hall of Fame. That's, I mean, clearly.
You know, that's an interesting take. Is Saquon already a Hall of Famer? I think he needs one more year, Jason.
One more year.
Oh, yeah. Hey, not right now, no. Like, if he retired today, absolutely not.
But a Hall of Fame talent, for sure. There's no question. All right, Jason, what do you got for us? What's a good Father's Day gift?
I just got my dad's car detailed for Father's Day. He didn't have a car for a while because I was in school and I was using it, and I just bought a new one, so I gave it back to him. They're basically brand new, and he's really happy with it. So.
Wait a minute. Did you give him the new car, or did you give him back his car?
I gave him back his car. I bought one.
So that, you basically gifted him a gift that was already his.
Well, that you stole from.
But I got it detailed, and it's basically like a brand new car. He said it just like when he drove it off the lot.
Wait a minute, Jason.
That's a good dad right there.
Jason,
he's spinning it for you.
Let's walk through this, shall we? You basically put gas in the car that your dad gave you and cleaned it up.
He got a detail.
And cleaned it up and gave him back his car. And said Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
What is wrong? And you find nothing wrong with that?
And you find nothing wrong with thinking you could be an MLB athlete?
Wait a minute. See,
get
see,
him, Jason.
See,
right,
Jason,
right,
don't
I'm
feel,
sorry.
Don't
you're
feel,
right. You know what?
Don't
you're
feel
right.
attacked.
Maybe it wasn't a bad gift.
Don't
my
feel attacked.
Happy with it.
No, Jason, I think it's a nice gift.
No, you know what dads do in situations like this? And you know what, Jason? You know what the best gift you gave your pops is? You graduated. Let all jokes aside, you graduated. But to come on the radio station and peacock about giving your dad back his car, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, but think about it. Yesterday, the man had no car, and now he's got a nicer car.
No.
It's a good gift.
Your best gift to your pops was that you graduated. Congratulations. But don't be peacocking about cleaning up his car, putting gas in it, and giving it back to him. That's disrespectful.
You're right. He's probably listening right now. This is probably really funny. So
I think the best, Jason, I think the best gift you gave your dad was coming on the radio and ripping Hugh Douglas live on air. Jason, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Indeed, he got defensive. I'm just saying.
Well, now,
we just had to walk through it, Joe. Yeah. The best gift is that you graduated from school.
Sure.
And now you can go off in life. You got your car. He probably was proud of you that you got a car.
Yeah.
You got your own car.
Well, also happy he got his own car back.
Yeah. But to sit here and say, hey, I washed my dad's car. I put gas in it.
Gave it to him.
And I gave it back to him. Seriously?
So I think it was fair for you to bring all these facts up, but I think you're a little bit sensitive.
I was a little sensitive.
Because he called you out on the pitch down in Clearwater.
I know. I mean, that's okay.
He felt the ground rumble down in Clearwater like the rest of us did. The stadium shook.
Hey, good call, Jason. Hey, congratulations on graduating, too, by the way.
We got to call down to Clearwater one day and see if they've filled in the divot. I mean, that was like an asteroid that hit the earth.
Yeah,
all right.
It probably was.
215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up. Saquon Barkley, there's a lot of feeling out there that he's going to take a step back. He's not going to do it again. I don't see why he can. In fact, I would bet on Saquon to do it again in 2025 behind this O-line and with a quarterback next to him that takes a lot of attention out of the backfield in the run game. I think Saquon's going to do it again. Doubting Douglas over here.
Unbelievable.
Betting against
you.
You just can't go one day without being a hater.
It's a fry.
Hating on Saquon Barkley. All right. Your phone calls to that. Plus Alec Bohm. Are you buying back in with the hot streak? I'm not. We've seen this before. And we'll play you some Zach Bond audio next. This will get you excited about this defense again next season. Plus, your gifts for Father's Day. Best ones we're picking today on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. They have Tuscan herb. They have honey garlic teriyaki, which is very good, by the way. Lemon garlic. They are flavors that match every dad's taste. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. As Hugh Douglas thinks he could beat Alec Bowman in a race, I think he actually can too.
And
he's
gonna gotta have confidence, man.
Yeah, he think he could beat Schwarber. That ship sailed, Hugh, a long time ago.
About 20 years ago.
at least you admit it. All right, Saquon Barkley, would you bet on him doing it again? I absolutely would. I know a lot of people think, he did it last year, 2,000 yards. You can't do that again. History says you can't. I look at it like this: he is a tremendous, an all-time talent in his prime,
totally agree,
with a great offensive line, and you know, barring some sort of
craziness,
significant injury, right? Like, I mean, he may have, every player has a toe or a hamstring or something at some point, but barring something that knocks him out for like a long time, I think he's going to dominate again, and I'm not. I don't believe the Eagles are just going to just change their offense significantly. I know a lot of people think they are or will or should. They have something special here. I think they're going to rely on it, and I think Saquon's going to do it again. Where do you come down? 215-592-949. We're going to hear from Zach Bond in this segment, what he said about the defense, where they're at right now. He was on the Exciting Mikes podcast.
Exciting Mikes.
Some would
gotta
call them.
That.
Yeah. What would
Casual
you
Whites.
Yeah.
I got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
that's not their name.
No, it's not their
it's
name.
It's a laundry setting.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah.
Good thing is he wasn't offended by it.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, but I just. Just
should you know. And I be offended by it, Kyle? Should we take offense?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're
I am.
Just a bunch of casual whites over there, those guys.
If you guys are offended, I care about your feelings. I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's funny. We're not offended at all. All right, let's go to the phones here. Joe in Marlton, who happens to be Jason's dad, our last caller. So Joe's the one that got his car back. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on,
man? How you doing today? What's going on? Yeah, I got to pick up for the boy. But first, on the Bone thing, I don't know, man. I think Bone's taking too much heat. I don't think that I don't think you could beat him or Schwarber in a race. I love you, but I think they got you all day long. And I was there with Jason in Clearwater, and I told you about that pitch too. So that was fun.
Well, we have multiple eyewitnesses to that disastrous first pitch in Cleveland.
I'm holding my head up high, though. Still holding my head
you
up.
Shouldn't, no, you
shouldn't. Oh, yeah. Now, proud of you for going out there and giving it a shot, you in front of the crowd.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what you say to a kid who struggles in a game. I'm proud.
Proud of
this guy was an all-pro athlete, and now we're proud of him.
Get him next time, champ.
Yeah, get him, champ.
Yeah, get him next time. Get him next time. So, listen, on the Father's Day gift, right? So, yeah, I actually just said to my son this morning, I said, I loved it. It was a great gift. It's true. He had the car for a few years. He dirtied it up, but he gave it back to me. But he got it all cleaned up, and I feel like I got a brand new car now. He's got a brand new car, and I got my car back, so I love it.
Yeah. So did you really like when you got it back? Did it really feel almost like brand new again? Like, hey, I just got this new car to have.
Because you ain't hear Joe ain't had it in a couple years.
That's a long time.
It's been gone from my house for a few years now. You actually the detailer, they got a mobile guy, mobile detailer. He came out to the house and did it. So he's
that's pretty cool.
In my house,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
It,
yeah, that's pretty cool. Now so you know what? He get props for that because that's not cheap. That's not like a $20 car wash. That's real detail. So they use your toothbrushes and stuff to clean your car. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I actually
to get
I
the, like,
told
the details and stuff.
Yeah, I actually I told him he was doing it for me, him and his sister, and then I said, "You and your sister give it to me for a gift." So again, one of the best father's gifts I ever had. I mean, the car looks like it just came off the showroom floor. The guy that came out and did it was an awesome present.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's awesome, Joe. We appreciate it, man.
Proud of, and by the way, you, I appreciate it. Definitely proud of graduating.
Yeah, because that's all you want. You just want him to be self sufficient. That's it. At the end of the day,
yep,
so yeah,
we're getting there.
I read between the lines.
Let me slow playing it. Yeah, we're getting there.
No, he's good. He's good. We're proud of him and his sister. Absolutely.
Joe, we appreciate the call, man. And happy Father's Day. So how about that? He did enjoy the gift. They really use toothbrushes.
Yeah, they well when they detail. If you get a mobile detail,
yeah,
they detail. They probably
you've done
some
this?
Of them. I've had it done. It's like they do the inside. They put the spray in there. They probably use toothbrushes and stuff to clean around the little crevices and stuff.
Mm.
Use the little wire things to clean the tires, get all the dirt out, and then they probably wax it. Probably got it waxed. You talking about showroom detail?
I think you downplayed the gift. It seems like a pretty good gift.
No, I mean, but you know what? Let's be honest. Dad's simple. You know, most dads are simple. It don't take much to make us happy because it at the end of the day, for Father's Day. It's about the effort. It's about the thought, really. I mean, when you think about it, because a lot of times nobody thinks about, like, mom, you go all out for Mom's Day, rightfully so, because, you know, mom gave birth to you. But dads are kind of like, for lack of a better way of saying it, afterthoughts. And when we get gifts, if we get anything, we appreciate it because we know it ain't never going to be like it is for mom. For that,
it's just different. Than
it's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
So it's
this is like pomp and circumstance. In
Mother's Day. Yeah. So it's more about appreciation more than anything.
I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Chris at Doylestown, and then we'll hear from Zach Baum what he said about the defense where they are year two with Vic Fangio. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Hugh, Joe, Kyle?
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I just wanted to say, I think Saquon Barkley is actually going to break the record this year.
Chris, you know, when we had Jaws on last Friday, he said the same thing, and it was the first time this entire offseason I've heard someone say he's going to do it again. Because there's like it's like a reflex. Hey, he had a lot of carries last year, a lot of touches. No one goes 2,000 again. And when I heard Jaws say that, I was like, why not? Like, the offensive line didn't get worse. I mean, maybe, you know, the right guard, we'll see. But I think, you know, Becton's replaceable. Jalen's still here to help guide the running game. And Saquon came out of last year healthy. Chris, I think he could do it.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. The main reason I'm saying that is because if you look at the schedule last year, and I think an earlier caller alluded to it a little bit, with the number of games that, you know, he kind of, like, was sat out early, like, this schedule this year is going to be a lot tougher. You're not blowing out all these teams this year, so I think they're going to have him in more. I don't know if that means he's going to fall off like later in like the postseason potentially, but I think, you know, just leaving him in, letting him get more, you know, attempts, he's going to probably get another crack at it realistically.
Well, I think that's a fair point. Like, there's going to be more. I would just use the word competitive, right? They had like four or five games last year that just became non-competitive by the end. The Cowboy game late, they took him out after he got to 2,000 yards. The Giant game in like whatever that was in October, they just blew the doors off some teams. This year, here, there's probably going to be less games just based on a difficult schedule where they're like, you know, it's the game's over in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's going to be more of a tough sledding.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of figured. And like I said, a lot more teams are probably going to blitz on rundowns. They're going to try to stop his momentum. The way you stop a running back like Saquon Barkley is, you don't let him get going. So a lot of teams will probably look at the formation that we're in, and they'll probably start sending blitzes. We're going to see a lot more run blitzes this year, in my opinion.
The one thing, Chris, that I think we got to wait to see is if he can hit as many home runs. I don't know if I've ever seen a back in one season have as many like 60, 70-yard touchdown runs as him.
He was ripping them off.
It was crazy. I mean, like, that's not normal. So even if he like averages 5, 5, 5, like he factored in those like 3 or 4 40 or 50s last year. That we need some of those if we're going to break this record.
Yeah, I definitely think I don't know if he's going to get as many as last year. I think he can probably rip off like just on any like given season, like another 5, like 50 plus yard rushes. So that accounts for like, what is that, like an 1/16th of the total yardage needed.
Yep. No, it's a big part of it, yeah, and he did it almost routinely last year. It was crazy, especially that first Rams game where he did it twice. Chris, what do you got for us? What's a good Father's Day gift?
My dad does not like getting gifts, So I always get him something anyway that's just simple. Usually just like a graphic t-shirt, something from the 80s that he resonates with.
I like that. I think Hugh would like that. How many t-shirts you have? You've got a lot.
I got a lot of t-shirts.
I feel like I never see you wear the same t-shirt. You probably have at this point.
I have it lately.
Yeah, but no, you have almost a different one every day.
You know what's funny? Because that's what he used to get for me. He used to get me a graphic t-shirt. My daughter does that too. So it's like, I just started getting t-shirts. So that's a good gift. That's a good thoughtful gift because basically that's what my kids used to do.
So I think people would associate you as a sneaker guy. I think you're more of a t-shirt guy.
I am. Because t-shirts are easy and, you know, it's you can match them with almost anything. So, yeah, I like t-shirts.
And as far as hoodies, you get them when you get them for free.
I get them for free.
Yeah, when you go
you
places.
You know, as a matter of fact, I hit Coach Jackson up a couple weeks. I'm like, yo, man, what's up with them hoodies?
Oh,
what's up
with them free hoodies? Does he have any extra Delaware State hoodies?
No, not yet. But, you know, when I go down there, when we start, you know.
Yeah, grab you one. I'll wear one.
I got you. Okay. I got you.
I'll be a Delaware
State
fan.
Y'all both large?
Yeah,
large,
I'll take
right?
a large. Yeah. We're getting Delaware State hoodies. Hugh's getting free hoodies for us. Yeah. You're good. I was trying to take calls back there. We're just getting free Delaware State hoodies.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He thought it was needed. I was just talking. Do you want one or no?
Delaware State? Why would I want a Delaware State?
Deshaun.
I don't care about Delaware State.
It's a free hoodie. You want nothing free?
All right, fine.
Yeah, I knew he wanted one.
Look at me.
Who turns that a free hoodie? Nobody. All right, let's go to Kenny from the Dirty 30. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. Hey, Hugh. How you doing? Hugh, if I was by you, I would hug you right now because you and I are so in sync with Father's Day. Every year, I end up having a grill for the whole family, and all I ever want is to wake up, my wife do what wives are supposed to do, and then get the kids out of the house for a day and leave me alone. I say it every year. That's all I want. And it ends up me growing. Like, I still love my family. Yeah, I still love my kids. But, yeah, you're right. Being left alone is one of the greatest gifts you can give a guy, a father, after a few years of dealing with everything we deal with.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, the words are peace and quiet. Peace and quiet. Yeah.
Peace.
Well, I call it the three S's. Sex, sustenance, and sports center.
Yeah, I caught that first one. We both caught that first one.
Yeah, you got it. We got it. We heard it.
Yeah. Anyway, if somebody told me Saquon Barkley this year would have 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with it last year. To expect 2,000 yards, I think, is a pipe dream, but I can't see why he still wouldn't be, you know, a top three back in the league, and we'd still be a very good, if not best team in the league again. We're not playing some of the cupcakes that we played last year, so to expect 2,000 yards would be a stretch, but I don't see why he couldn't have a very, very solid Pro Bowl year.
Well, I think we all should expect that, at least that. Like, right, Kenny, even if it's not 2,000, yeah, I'd be shocked. You know, injury obviously could change anything if you get hurt and you can't play. But if he plays, you know, let's say 15 or 16 games, I'd be shocked if he's not in that 1,500-yard range. This line is too good. He's too good. I'd be floored if he only had, like, 1,100 or 1,200 yards if he fell that far. I just don't see it.
All of the above. Plus, I'd love to see Jalen come out and have a bunch more 300-yard games, which means we're throwing more than running. So, you know, a lot of things can factor into it. I mean, 1,500 yards is still a great season, and it's how you get them, too. You know, I mean, we just have such a good team. It's so funny now. The people would be upset if we had a 1,500-yard rusher and not a 2,000-yard rusher. I mean, that's how spoiled we are. And it's just a great feeling right now because we're the Super Bowl champions, and I can't wait for football season. Everything we do is just to get me to August, man.
Yeah, and we're not far now. I mean, training camp's in like a month and a week, 5 weeks away. They'll get to training camp. Yeah. So a question. So Kenny said something, and other people have said something similar, that, you know, they'd be fine, and they would have been fine last year if he was 1,500, not 2,000. And while that sounds right, there were a few games last year without his excellence. I don't know if they win the game, right? Like without the extra 70-yard run he had at the end, I don't know if like some of those wins might have been losses.
Look at that Saints game,
yes,
and the way that was going, it took them a while to really lean into the running thing, and when they did, in a way that they became more dynamic, you know, because even though the passing game wasn't what we expected it to be early on, they passed enough so that it kept teams honest, you know, because you couldn't just key on the running game. And you see, basically, that was the flaw in the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. They committed all their resources to stop the run. And then that's when Jalen hurt him in the passing game.
So, like, just to do the math on this for a second, the difference between a 2,000-yard rusher and, let's say, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 yards, that's, you know, 50, 60, you know, in that range, yards per game different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had a 65-yard run against the Saints that won, that they were losing, or it was tied, right? It was 0-0, they were down 3-0. Yeah. They didn't have points on the board through the first three quarters of that game. Without that run, they don't win that game. So I know we say, look, we have all this talent. We don't need him to do 2,000 again. Well, then, Hugh, the passing game better be better.
That's
the
thought.
It better be better.
Joe, that's the thought. You know, because when I think about this, I come from the position of evolving the offense. And I also come from a position of, okay, I remember vividly the teams that we played last year. Well, when I played, the teams we played last year, especially our division rivals, you say, okay, we got beat on these plays last year, so we're going to make sure we don't get beat this year because
right. They
came in this formation or whatever. That's why I'm adamant about the fact that if they line up in those run formations, I would not be surprised if you start to see people just come at, just go downhill, like guys taking stunting up front and things of that nature just to get Saquon to slow down. Because if you get him to just change his direction just a little bit and guys are swarming, you're trying to gang tackle that guy.
Well, and the other thing, too, with this is how good the defense is going to be, right? Are they in low-scoring games? Are they in shootouts? They have to throw the football. Let's hear Zach Bond. He was on the Exciting Mikes podcast.
Yes, not the Casual Whites.
Not the Casual Whites. No, we don't do that around here, except Hugh does it every time this comes up. The Exciting Mikes with Cooper and Reed Blankenship. Here's what Zach Bond said about the defense, you know, compared to where they were a year ago, where they are now.
What do you think your motivation is to, you know, coming back now, you know, for this next season?
For me, it's always been, like, personal, like a competitor. I'm driven internally to just be the best at whatever I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, watching tape from last year, like, I had 150 tackles or whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm like, but I missed 29 of them. You know, I could have had this, or I dropped this, or I could have punched at the ball here, so there's always stuff to get better at, and I think we have a lot to do as a defense too.
Oh yeah,
like to think that was all of our first year in that scheme.
Yeah, 100%.
That's crazy. Actually.
Like, what are we gonna do next year? Like,
I know.
Already, I feel like we're miles ahead of where we were last year at this time.
No, we're miles ahead.
Well, that Hugh, that's an exciting development because they lost a good amount of people, right? But the ones that are here, it sounds like they think mentally they're way ahead of where they were a year ago when they were just learning his defense.
Yeah, you know, not to, you know, toot my own horn.
Well, you're going
to
do that,
I did. I tried to tell y'all that when they lost all these cats. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to, you know, tell you that because Zach Bond was coming in not knowing where he was going to play.
Right, outside, inside, yeah.
Yeah, and he excelled at a position that he didn't play. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. I just can't imagine, like, the way that they picked up this defense and was able to run it the way that Coach Fangio wanted it ran was phenomenal. And that's – I don't even know how much of the defense he put in or how much he felt comfortable giving them whatever it was. The way that they played, I'm pretty sure he probably was installing during the season as well because they adapted to it so well. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case because – they made mistakes, but not a whole lot that you could see.
No.
Not a whole lot that you could see. So that's one thing where you look at it and you're like, damn, another year in the system. That defensive line is virtually intact. Yeah, I think they're going to be a lot better.
Yeah, speaking of mistakes, I mean, I can't even in top of my head think of many in the second half of the season where like a guy was wide open ever. I mean, it just felt like no one was ever just wide open against the Eagles.
McLaurin dusted Quinyon Mitchell in that one play.
Yeah. You mean the one in Washington or the title? Yeah, the one in Washington. Yeah, but that was pretty rare. That was like their one bad day. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, they just were great. We also have Bond here talking about how they all feel about Fangio and kind of buying in and fully bought in on this guy.
What do you think it is about him that allows our defense to play so well together? I feel like it's the way he coaches us.
Old school
in the
coach.
Meetings.
Yeah. Like he's an old school coach. Like he's not afraid to stand on business, you know, to put it like that and be real.
Yeah.
And like we're bought in though. Like we can be coached hard.
Yeah. That's
and
definitely
we accept
what it is.
And then Bosch reels.
I think our defense is so young that we like a lot of guys just came from college.
Yeah, so
and that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
And they don't know any other way. Like the Georgia guys, like they're used to being coached hard and they can take coaching and stuff like that. But I think what makes Vic really special is the way he calls the game, like the plays he calls in certain situations.
Yeah.
I don't think we were in a split safety in a run versus a run that second half of that whole season. He was just calling the game right.
he's a good
dude. No, like
and
like manager. He believes in us too. Like
Super Bowl, we played like two coverages the whole game.
Yeah, you want to play fast?
Are you? Do you want to do an "I told you so," Douglas? Here?
No,
I mean it sounds like you're doing it.
No, I'm. That was the first time I've heard their podcast.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about okay.
Uh-oh.
I the great guest Zach Bond. Are you okay?
What?
You are on the air.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna keep my thoughts to myself.
Well, last time you got invited on to
I know when you
McLean's podcast, so I'm
just media critic Douglas over here.
Y'all see
what?
No, because I know what y'all doing.
We're reacting.
You're the one sitting there with a look on your face. You don't speak up
because you that was the first time I heard that.
Well, me too.
Okay.
That was I would just say this. I'll offer a little bit of constructive criticism.
Oh, jeez.
Just a little bit.
This is
because I think
media
that,
critic Hugh over here.
And I'm listen. What I'm about to say, I'm pretty sure y'all gonna agree. They need to liven that thing up just a little bit. Because when they were talking, it just felt like toast.
Well, not everyone
just felt like white toast.
Hold on a second.
Now you're making more jokes.
No, I'm just saying. Am I lying? That was the.
I feel attacked.
I love all of those guys. The exciting mics. I like the fact that they're doing it. Man, y'all better add some seasoning to that show. Y'all better put some spice in that thing.
Well, not everyone's a wordsmith like you.
Listen, I own that. But I'm just saying, if you have to spice it up a little bit, put some seasoning in there, man, because you got something.
The ambiwiggity.
Maybe they need some ambiwiggity.
You know what they could do? I know how they could spice it up.
Maybe they need some ambiwiggity.
Maybe they need to take some cues and talk about maybe the idea of Trey Henderson being available, what a good player he is.
Yeah, be a little controversial.
Well, that he's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
I walked right into that, didn't I? I thought we was having a real conversation on a Friday.
Nah.
Why would we ever do that?
Yeah, that's I don't know where.
I thought the beginning of it sounded like a feature we hear on the overnights.
A mukbang. Mm. It was a mukbang feature.
I can't with the mukbangs.
Hey, but it's safe to say that I would never be invited on their podcast.
When the sun goes down, this place is ridiculous here. We got John Johnson chewing on the air. No, you just lost your invitation.
I lost my invitation.
You lost your invitation. Got lost in the mail. Well, you called them casual whites.
Casual whites.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're not getting invited on that show. You're out. You're out on that. I did like what I heard though from Zach Bond about how far they are ahead of where they were and the Fangio thing. I mean, they obviously trust him. That was kind of interesting when he said they never got caught in the wrong defense the entire second half of the season.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
many
coordinators have it down that level where they never make a mistake. That's pretty wild stuff. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up. Your phone calls here. Alec Bohm, are you buying in? Because he really has hit well the last 30 games. I'm not getting fooled again. Alec Bohm does this once a year. He hits really well, and everyone says, oh, he's arrived. He's going to be great. I need to see it for way longer. Saquon Barkley, do you believe he's going to do it again? And really, would you bet on it? I would. I would bet on Saquon to have another year just like last year. Plus, an interesting rumor with the Sixers. What I think it really means, and what would we be willing to give up to move up one spot, if that's what the Sixers want to do here in the NBA draft. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.